Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm very consistent. I'm a very stable genius.
I don't know about him.
Mark Cox, the Mark Cox Morning Show, weekdays 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on 97.1 joins us. Hi, Mark. How are you today?
I'm doing great, Annie. Happy Tuesday.
Yes, happy Tuesday. A week from now, according to Mitch McConnell there, we will be starting the impeachment trial. What do you think is going to happen?
Well, I think as we've discovered so often that Nancy Pelosi is dumb like a fox, and I think that she is helping Joe Biden immensely by waiting as long as she did to hand this over. We are, next Tuesday will be what, the 21st, is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that is, a week, 2 weeks from the Iowa caucuses. Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren and Amy Klobuchar will have to leave the campaign trail and come to the United States Senate for two solid weeks leading up to the Iowa caucuses.
Yeah. Yeah, that's going to be something to see, too. And I was listening to Ted Cruz talking this morning, and he was saying that the questions that would be asked of these, I guess, of each counsel, the representation for both sides in the Senate, would be asked by the Chief Justice Roberts. So wouldn't it even really have as much of an opportunity, I think, to have these politicians who happen to be senators grandstand as much as we saw some people in the House on both sides at times using that as an opportunity to puff up their name recognition? It's going to be quite a spectacle in the Senate to see the Chief Justice there presiding over this, asking these questions of each counsel.
Going to be exactly the drama that they've been hoping for, and they get to drag it out a little bit longer. You know, I did hear a report earlier on the Kilmeade show that Senator Blunt and a few others are still sort of pushing for witnesses, and I think it's going to be interesting to hear his take on that. We're going to have him on the program tomorrow morning, and I'm anxious to know exactly what his thoughts are, and I think that's a little dangerous for the president personally. But it'll be interesting to see what their strategy is.
Yeah, Mitch McConnell said that both sides would want to call witnesses.
Do you see Joe or Hunter Biden on that list?
I don't know who the list entails, but I can't imagine that if you're on the Democrat side, you're not expecting that to happen. I mean,
right.
it almost has to be the case. And, you know, to put Adam Schiff on the stand or all of the names that could be included in this. And then also the potential to have, you know, Donald Trump himself on the stand. Like, wow. This is like a moment in history.
Yeah, I just about can't envision that happening. But, you know, it's strange politics these days. I guess anything could happen. I think the Democrats are going to learn the lesson the Republicans learned on the House side. Republicans will control this process. They're going to control who the witnesses are. They're going to control how long the testimony lasts, who gets to ask questions, all of that stuff. And the tables are going to turn pretty seriously from what the show Adam Schiff was able to put on.
Hey, Mark, it's Wiggins. By all accounts, it seems like everybody's kind of shrugging and saying, well, I guess Biden's the front runner. But if he's called or Hunter Biden is called to testify in this impeachment hearing, could that just completely derail this thing right before Iowa?
I don't know how the Republicans are going to react to that. I mean, I would like to see them call because I think these are legitimate questions. If
sure.
Donald Trump is being held to task for foreign funds being withheld from Ukraine or our funds being withheld from Ukraine in return for some action, why would that not be part of the presentation by the defense? Here's another great example of this in which Democrats didn't seem to mind at all. And you can bet that some of the paperwork that Rudy Giuliani turned over to, I'm told, members of the Senate this week, might be part of that testimony.
It would be interesting to watch and see how it unfolds for sure. I'm going to ask you real quick about the Virginia situation. I know that you've got your 2A Tuesday segment on the Mark Cox Morning Show, and a lot of people looking at Virginia right now and saying, what in the world is going on over there? What's the story out of Virginia with what this Democrat-controlled at every level of government structure is trying to do to the Second Amendment and those individuals in Virginia who want to exercise that Second Amendment?
Yeah, there were lots of protests yesterday. I talked to Cam Edwards this morning, and he lives in Virginia, and apparently the Senate Judiciary Committee within the Virginia Senate passed four bills yesterday. There was a red flag law. There was a limit of buying only one gun a month. There was one thing they didn't pass yet, but they're still considering, is an assault weapons ban. They've got a long list of gun laws that they're trying to pass and that the governor has promised to sign if they put him on on his desk. And, you know, the interesting thing about this is that I think I read the number of 90 different municipalities within the state of Virginia have already passed Second Amendment sanctuary ordinances saying they won't cooperate if the state cracks down on this. And it's heading for a bit of a standoff if the legislature decides to go ahead with these actions. And, you know, there are a lot of the NRA, ILA is on the ground there. There are a lot of different folks standing up and fighting. And I think it'll become a rallying cry for 2020 if they end up forcing this through, because Virginia is sort of a microcosm of the U.S. The heavily populated areas in Northern Virginia outside of D.C. are pushing this agenda, and the rural legislators from other parts of the state are completely against it, but they happen to be out of power right now.
Yeah. Hey, Mark, I'm looking at polls in Virginia, and I haven't seen this since George W. Bush, that Trump is actually leading some of the polls for Virginia for 2020. Are you saying that you think this could actually, as a local issue, could translate into a national thing, that Trump might actually take that state back?
I wouldn't be surprised. I think there's going to be a great deal of anger. You know, as Cam pointed out to me this morning, if you are currently someone who owns a semi-automatic sporting rifle, a modern semi-automatic sporting rifle, and they pass their so-called ban on those, it's retroactive, at which point you're expected to turn yours in or apply for one of the limited license to have one, at which point your name is on a registry. I don't know anybody that supports the Second Amendment that believes that is legal.
Yeah,
and I think those are the issues that would push this to a national issue.
It certainly is something that I think people need to pay attention to, that these are the types of discussions that come out of giving the Democrats the control that the Democrats want. I mean, certainly if the Republicans took control at every level of government, as the governor, as the Senate or the General Assembly or the delegates there. However, when one party gets a hold of all of that control, they're able to do more than if you had to have a little bit of breakdown and compromise. We see it in Illinois as well with the Floyd card. That's a case being tried potentially at the Supreme Court in the state of Illinois. All of these local issues have a lot of impact on the taxpayers or the residents of that specific state, and we can get wrapped up in talking about Trump this, Trump that, or Mitch McConnell or Nancy Pelosi, but a lot of these issues that you cover on the Mark Cox Morning Show every day, they're as important, if not more important, to your daily lifestyle.
Well, thank you for pointing that out. You know, I believe the Virginia case. There was a case in Colorado yesterday where, for the first time since they passed the red flag law, for the first time, they actually denied a request to take weapons away from somebody, which means in every other case so far where somebody's come forward with a complaint, they've taken somebody's weapons, they've confiscated them, and asked questions later. This is a dangerous precedent, and states all over the country are looking at these red flag laws, largely blue states. So we just have to pay close attention to that.
Well, one way to pay close attention is to listen to the Mark Cox Morning Show weekdays, 5 a.m. to 9 a.m. right here on 97.1. Mark, thank you so much for the time today. Hope you enjoy your Tuesday.
Yeah, thanks, Annie.
Yep, talk to you again soon. On Twitter, at MarkCox971, Mark with a C. Go follow him there. Tell him thanks for coming on the show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.